From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Was Spark a surprise at that level?
It was a surprise. The market was expecting a poor result, but it was much poorer than expected. There wasn't really any bright spots in a major way at all. So look, we've seen some earnings disappoints over the year, but this one was an absolute doozy on Friday. So their share price fell 19%. That's a huge move for such a big company. So it wiped $1 billion from the telco's market value. Net profit, that fell 78%, and they've reduced the full-year outlook as well. So, look, we know things are tough. We know we're in a recession, but this was their third profit downgrade in a year. So normally you get sort of a bit of an advance warning of these things, and investors didn't, and that's what they reacted to. So we know the government's cutting back on spending. So too are businesses. Consumers are also looking for better deals in a competitive mobile market. So this is all taking its toll. So what's the telco doing? They're trying to reduce costs. You see lots of businesses are doing that against the backdrop of a recession. Look, one minor bright spot, I suppose you could say, was data centres, but that's still a small part of the business for now. And they did also reaffirm their dividend guidance for the full year, but that's only because they're selling the rest of their stake in cell tower company Connexa. So yeah, investors just focused on the underlying result there, Mike, and a pretty poor one at that. It wasn't the only one on the day. Sky Network TV, they fell 3% as well. Their half year earnings down 26%. So we know the problems they've had with their satellite migration project, but also the recession is biting a bit. And they've been spending lots on programming, good for coverage of the Paris Olympics, but leaves a bit of a bill, so they're going to moderate that a bit. Good news for them is they have got that 6-year deal on the home matches for Black Caps and White Ferns. But I suppose you'd have to say, Mike, last week you look at the results on Spark, Sky TV, Sky City, Fitcher Building, they all really reflect how tough our economy is at the moment. I suppose, the brightness on the horizon, we had that RBNZ rate cut, and there'll be more of those in the coming months. So maybe a better second half of the year.
And we also have Fonterra.
That's right. And you talked obviously about the divestment plans there. But the dairy sector has been going well. Further reminder here, so Fonterra, they've forecast that full year 25 earnings will be in the upper half of their previously announced range. They're also forecasting a 24-25 farm gate milk price midpoint of $10 per kilogram of milk solids. So that would be a record. Milk collections, they're going well with favourable weather, so they're up to 1,510 million kilograms milk solids. And they say there's going to be a really strong interim dividend. So that's all great news for dairy farmers, Mike. Fonterra shares themselves are up almost 5%. And let's not forget, there was another big positive story for the sector last week. A2, they rose 20% on their results earlier in the week. So they're doing well in China despite declining birth rates. And like a lot of exporters, benefiting from a weaker Kiwi dollar.
Now, what do we make of Domain, which of course is partly owned by Channel 9, and this American bid?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So US real estate giant CoStar, they came out and they launched a bid which values Domain at $2.6 billion Australian dollars. So that saw their shares soar 40% on Friday. Nine owns 60% of Domain, so their shares soared over 20%. They said the bid's not enough. They said Domain's strategically important. It has been a prized digital asset for them. So, it's really interesting. And it's not the first time CoStar's been acquisitive. It's attempted to buy US Portal Move for $5 billion, looked to do that from News Corp a couple of years ago. It bought on the market in the UK, really a bit of a global land grab. They bought 3D mapping, property mapping service Matterport for $2.5 billion last year. So I suppose, if they do it, what they can probably look to do is invest more in Domain. So at the moment, Domain's much smaller than bigger competitor REA Group, which has around 60% of online listings versus Domain's 30%. And REA's just got much more financial firepower, so they're valued at over $30 billion. That's 10 times Domain. So the deal could level the playing field. And that's what CoStar did when it bought homes.com in 2021. So they invested about $1 billion in sales and marketing, and it took them from being a lagging listing site to the one the most popular in the US. So perhaps stay tuned. And also, there's a bit of a signal here, Mike. The CEO of REA, he jumped ship last week. So where did he go to? Domain. So it could be a bit of a changing of the guard.
Interesting. Numbers, please.
So we had the Dow down 1.7% on Friday and the S&P 500. So US consumer sentiment fell 10%. There's worries there about tariffs and inflation and so on. We also had home sales and services PMI weaker than expected. NASDAQ down 2.2%. FTSE was flat, 8659. The Nikkei was up 0.3%. Hang Seng had a big day. Tech stocks again on the charge, up 4%. ASX 200 down 0.3%. NZX 50, obviously we were weighed down by Spark, down 1%. $12,752. Gold down $3.2936 an ounce, still around record levels. Oil down a couple of bucks, 70.40 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi weaker against the US, 57.4. We're up slightly against the $8.90.3. British pound, 45.5, down slightly. Japanese yen, 85.7, down 0.6%. This week, Mike, we've got plenty going on. US durable goods, GDP, US inflation. Results, we've got Home Depot, that's a big retail giant, Salesforce, AI darling, NVIDIA. And then Kiwi retail sales, card spending, business consumer confidence. Wow. And we've got plenty of results, 20 of them, including Meridian, Mercury, and Somerset.
Very good piece in the Herald yesterday. How many words is that, by the way?
I think it was about 900, something like that. Hopefully it hit the mark.
No, it did. It hit the mark. It just took me a bit of time. That was all. Anyway, go well. Greg Smith at Devon Funds Management.